Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic now.
It's 3:30, and you know what that means. It's time for us to hold up the headlines. And in for Chad, we've got Bruce St. James. Let's get some headlines from Becky Lynn.
We have new details about the Phoenix police officer who was shot in South Phoenix this morning. The Police Law Enforcement Association says the officer was responding to a call about a car that had crashed into a home when the suspect jumped out of the vehicle and ambushed the officer, firing several rounds. The suspect is still on the loose. Phoenix police have not said what led up to the shooting, but did confirm the officer was shot in the hip and is hospitalized. She is expected to survive. Phoenix PD is going to hold a news conference in about 15 minutes, and we will be bringing that to you live.
Holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
Yeah, I mean, I got two theories on this. One, this guy wanted to plow into a house because he knew a cop would come immediately and then he could ambush the cop. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the second theory. Well, it was an accident. I didn't mean to hit this house with my car. Well, I've got a rap sheet a mile long. I'm in trouble. I'm just going to take my rifle and shoot my way out because the cop's going to be here in a second. This is the most strange story. Yeah.
And, you know, the thing.
Is there a third theory?
I don't want to gloss over, though. This guy with a rifle is still out there. Phoenix police are still searching for him. There's still police activity. There's helicopters. There's cops everywhere. This happened at 9:45 this morning, and we don't know where this guy is.
Now, we got the press conference coming up in just a bit. Hopefully, they found him. I don't know. That's what I'm hoping for. We'll let you know in just a bit. We're holding up the headlines.
The family of a man murdered several decades ago are calling for the execution of his killer. But Governor Katie Hobbs stresses the state is not in a place to conduct one. KTAR's Luke Forstner is live in the news center with the story.
I really wanted to hear that story.
Little technical difficulty there. Okay, we'll come back to Luke in just a moment, so keep that in mind. But in the meantime, Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell is defending Arizona's execution process after claims last year that procedures were botched. Mitchell says the protocol has been agreed upon in federal court, and it was carried out properly. This comes after the state Supreme Court did rule that Governor Hobbs is not obligated to carry out an execution warrant.
We talked to Rachel Mitchell a couple weeks ago, and she saw one of the three executions last year. She said everything went fine. From the three that I know, they all went fine. And I don't know what our governor's waiting for. I think, Bruce, we talked to the daughter and the sister of Mr. Price, who was killed. And they just want this whole thing to go away. And what Governor Hobbs is doing is keeping them tormented by not executing this guy.
I have an evolving position on the death penalty, and I evolved from kill them all to maybe not.
Really?
I'm still concerned about executing innocent people, that there are people that were convicted off hearsay and testimony, jailhouse testimony, and then DNA comes out and says it wasn't them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also really, really expensive to execute people. It's a lot cheaper to lock them up and throw away the key.
All right, we're holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn?
We're going to go back to Luke now. We have our technical difficulty worked out. So Luke Forstner is live in the news center now, and he heard Governor Hobbs today saying the state is not in a place to conduct one.
Luke? Yeah, Becky, Brittany Price, whose father was murdered by death row prisoner Aaron Gunches, told KTAR she wants Governor Katie Hobbs to carry out Gunches' execution. However, Hobbs says the state isn't prepared to do an execution properly.
I want to say that I absolutely have empathy for this family's need to have justice. I understand that. I don't believe that anyone will have justice if we carry out an execution that we are not prepared to do.
The governor points to a declaration by newly appointed Department of Corrections Director Ryan Thornell, which states his department currently lacks the knowledge to conduct executions properly. Live from the news center, Luke Forstner, KTAR News.
Yeah, Brittany Price was on our show yesterday. Her family is tormented by this. Her dad was killed when she was 16. So I would say the governor, well, figure it out. If you're not prepared to do it, hire people who are ready to go. It's not that hard. It really isn't.
I think it's harder than we're making it out to be.
Why don't you just stick the needle in them? You get the three drugs and you move on. We have the drugs.
Yeah.
The drugs are right there. That's what we did the last three. Last year, we got the drugs. Or we could do, I've said it before, a firing squad, which, by the way, That's the best way to do it. It's quick and it's cheap.
I want to say Utah still allows you to choose firing squad, lethal injury. As the condemned, you get to choose your method.
They shouldn't be able to choose anything. But I don't know. I think the governor has put this thing on the shelf. She's not worried about it. She's not listening to anybody. I don't see an investigation taking place. Mm-hmm. Let's just see a waiting game. All right, we're holding up the headlines.
Arizona's three public universities are teaming up to help police and fire departments all across the state solve one of their biggest challenges, and that's staffing shortages. Arizona Board of Regents Chair Lindell Manson tells KTAR that the researchers will work together
to identify the challenges and develop a series of recruitment and retention strategies for firefighters and police officers at different levels of the decision-making process.
And this is going to be paid for using an Arizona Board of Regents taxpayer-funded community grant.
Wow. You want to hire more cops? Like, you know, I think there are people who look at the story today.
Hmm.
A cop that got ambushed and shot in the hip.
Yeah. It must be very difficult to recruit police officers.
There are people that don't appreciate police officers anymore.
Can I throw a joke in?
I like jokes. We need to lighten up a little bit.
For my cop friends out there who make fun of firefighters.
Okay.
You can become a firefighter and you get to sit around and play video games all day long.
Oh, jeez.
Every time I have one friend who's a firefighter and one's a cop, and every time he sees him, he goes, "Hey, how's your Xbox? You guys doing well?" He goes, "You know, we work all day long."
The camaraderie between the two.
Oh, yeah. They
like I want to be a firefighter.
I worked as a EMT back in the day.
But I'm not in as good a shape as I should be.
Yeah.
I'm 49 years old, and I'd probably get beat in video games by the young 20-something.
You can't win for losing. Can you cook?
I just want the title of firefighter because I think it's cool. I don't want to actually go into a burning building. All right, we're holding up the headlines. We do it every day at 3:30. Becky Lynn reads the news, and then Bruce, you and I will act like whatever. Here we go.
Two toddlers are injured after separate coyote attacks in Scottsdale this week. One toddler was in the family's front yard. The other one was on a playground when they were attacked. Both escaped with only minor injuries. Darren Julian with Arizona Game and Fish says these attacks are rare, but parents should be extra vigilant.
When you see a coyote in a human-dominated area, you need to do what you can to make that animal run away. At least let them know that we are a potential threat.
This coyote has not been caught, but Julian says the department has had officers in that area 24/7 since they were informed about these attacks on Sunday.
Becky Lynn, any truth to the rumor that these toddlers are the ones that are guilty here for going and trying to pet a dog?
My goodness.
I'm
just here to
throwing a little twist into the story there.
I don't think the coyote looks at you and I and goes, "That's an easy takedown," but they also see like toddlers and they go,
"I mean,
I think I can take them."
How many toddlers look at, "Oh, that's a pretty dog. Let me go and pat, you know, a pat on the head." No, it's like a...
Do you have coyotes in your room?
I have a lot of coyotes.
I have all over the yard.
They never come near us. They're scared.
When they see me, they go the other direction.
Yeah.
We have them occasionally, too, just wandering down the sidewalk or heading over to the park. We have seen them heading to the park.
Yeah. Yeah. And they just go the other direction when you see them?
Yeah.
That's like people with me. They see me coming, they go the other direction.
Very similar.
All right, Becky Lynn, thanks for putting up with us again.
Oh, every day. Yes, I steal myself. Yes.
That is right. We hold up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news. We interrupt, react to the day's top stories. There's some snark in it. It's all brought to you by Carol is thebuyers.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty. All right. Waiting on a press conference. We've got a Phoenix police officer shot. Looks to be an ambush. Suspect on the loose. We're going to give you as much coverage as we possibly can in the next couple of minutes with a live press conference. So stick around for the Gatos and Chad show.